Installation. Your WindowWise CD contains a talking installer. This means that if your computer has a working sound card, WindowWise can speak through the entire installation process. This means that you can install WindowWise without any sighted assistance, and you can begin using it immediately. If your computer for some reason does not have a working sound card, you will either need sighted assistance to install WindowWise and get it set up with the synthesizer you intend to use, or you may need to use another screen reader that may already be running to install WindowWise successfully. However, most computers these days do include working sound cards, so this should not pose a problem. Auto Run is a Windows feature that enables you to do certain things when a CD or other removable storage device is connected. In the case of WindowWise, all you have to do is insert the WindowWise product CD into your computer's CD-ROM drive, and the WindowWise talking installer will begin. If you're using Windows Vista or Windows 7, you may need to perform a few additional steps, and we will walk through that in just a moment. If the Auto Run feature is not enabled on your computer, then you will need to run the WindowWise setup program manually. To do this, hold down the Windows logo key, which is usually the second from the bottom left key on your computer keyboard, and while that key is held down, press the letter R, then release both keys. This will open the Windows Run dialog. If your CD drive is drive E, then you would type E:\setup, that's S-E-T-U-P, followed by the Enter key. If your CD-ROM drive is something other than E, then substitute the E:\ with whatever drive your CD happens to be in. This will launch the talking installer. Note that before you install WindowWise, it is vitally important that you shut down any antivirus or anti-malware scanners that you might have running. Some people will overlook this or say, hey, it's not a big deal, but given what screen readers need to do, a lot of antivirus programs may flag parts of WindowWise as being malicious when in reality they aren't. For example, we have to monitor keyboard input, we have to be able to see what's going to the screen, we have to talk directly to programs like Internet Explorer, Windows Explorer, Outlook, Word, and so on, which most regular programs don't need to do. Therefore, it's very important to shut these types of programs down beforehand, because otherwise WindowWise won't be installed correctly and it could cause major problems later on. So please don't blow off this recommendation. You'll be saving yourself a lot of trouble later on if you go ahead and make sure that any antivirus programs are turned off while you set up WindowWise. So now I'm going to put the WindowWise CD into my drive. Since I'm running Windows 7, a dialog actually just came up asking me what I wanted to do. The default is to install WindowWise from GWMicro, so in just a second I'm going to press the Enter key. That sound you just heard is the Windows User Account Control. You will hear this sound in Windows Vista, Windows 7, and you'll probably hear a slightly different sound in Windows 8. What's happening now is that Windows is asking me if I want to allow the WindowWise setup program to make changes to my computer. In this case, I do. If we were to say no, the setup wouldn't work. So in Windows Vista, you would press Alt-C to continue, or under Windows 7 and Windows 8, you would press Alt-Y. Since this particular machine is Windows 7, I'm going to press Alt-Y in a moment. If you're running something older than Windows Vista, like XP, the user account control doesn't exist, and you're not going to be asked if you want to allow this program to make changes. The setup will just start automatically for you. So let's go ahead and press Alt-Y to begin.
Welcome to the WindowWise 8.0 Setup Program. This program will guide you through the WindowWise installation process. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech output. Press W to run the install without speech output. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3 format. Press R to replay this welcome message. Press X to exit.
And there we heard the introductory setup message, and it gave us a few options. We could press the letter S or the Enter key to install with speech output, which is what we're going to do in just a moment. We could also press W to install without speech output, so if you're sighted or you may have another screen reader running, you could use that. You could press T to listen to the tutorial, which in fact is what you're hearing right now. The letter R will repeat the message, and the letter X will exit setup without doing anything. So at this point, I'm going to press the letter S, and that's going to start the setup with speech output. What's happening in this case is that a temporary copy of WindowWise will actually be installed so that WindowWise itself will be reading you the setup program. Depending on the speed of your machine, this could take a few minutes. So what I'm going to do is start the setup with speech output, pause the recording, and then come back once it begins talking.
Please wait while the install is loaded with speech.
Yes, Y button dialog. Quick install. Welcome to the WindowWise setup program. This program will install WindowWise on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowWise using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default yes, Y button, and button, cancel C button.
And here is our talking install. Unless you know for a fact that you want to use a different speech synthesizer when WindowWise starts, or a different braille display, things like that, then it's probably fine to just run the quick setup since you can adjust all these things later. But if you're real particular and want to go through every possible thing that can be set up while WindowWise is being installed, then you'd want to choose No and go through the custom setup. In this case, we're actually going to run through both. So first, I'm going to take you through the quick install. So let's press Y.
Y. Name, edit box. Dialog, user information.
We're now being asked for our user information. To traverse this and any other dialog boxes, you want to use the Tab and Shift Tab keys. Tab will take you forward, Shift Tab will take you back. Since I'm in an edit box right now, I'm going to go ahead and type my name.
S-T-E-P-H-E-N space C-L-O-W-E-R.
Now to move to the next field in the dialog box, I'm going to press the Tab key.
Company or edit box.
We're now in the edit box for company. This is optional, but in my case, I'm going to go ahead and fill this in.
G-W space M. I-C-R-O, comma, space, I-N-C, period.
GW Micro Incorporated. I'm going to press the Tab key again to move to the next field.
Serial number SPGW test. Read only edit box.
Here we are in the serial number field. This displays the WindowWise serial number that you have been assigned. Notice that in this case, we were told that it is a read-only edit box. That means that while we can use our arrow keys to read what's here, we cannot change it. Your WindowWise serial number is assigned to you from the factory, and as such, it cannot be changed. So let's go ahead and tab to the next field.
Next end button.
And here's the next button. By the way, in all of these dialogues, the next button is the default button. What that means is that you can press the enter key from anywhere within the dialog, and that will activate the next button. So you don't have to always tab to it if you just want to go ahead and click it. So in this case, if you just wanted to fill out your name and then move on, then you could do that just by typing your name and hitting enter. So let's press enter now to go to the next screen.
User information. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D-radio button check 2 of 2. Dialog WindowWise 8.0 setup.
We're now in the license agreement box. And you're on a group of radio buttons. Radio buttons are options where you can only pick one at a time. By default, you are set to the I do not accept the license agreement radio button. If you hit the up arrow, that will change it to
I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked 1 of 2.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. Unless you accept the terms of the agreement, you won't be able to continue with the setup. While most people will just say that they accept the terms without reading it, we do recommend that you read the terms so that you are familiar with exactly what you're agreeing to when you install WindowWise. So if you want to read that, you can tab a few times to get to the agreement itself. Let's tab once.
Print P button.
Here's the print button where you can print out the license agreement if you'd like a copy.
C2012 GW Micro Incorporated. All rights reserved, read only edit box.
And I just press tab to move to the next field, which in this case is the license agreement itself. And you can use your up and down arrow keys to read it.
License warranty restrictions and information for the agreed on number of users based on the latest invoice for the serial number supplied on this media, referred to herein as the authorized license count, subsists in one of the following license paragraphs.
So I've actually already gone through this agreement, so we're not going to do that here. Let's tab now.
Back B button.
Notice there is now a back button that was not here before. This will let us go to the previous screen and make changes. Let's tab again.
Next end button.
Next, and that's the one we want. So I'm going to press enter now.
WindowWise 8.0 setup. Cancel button. Dialog WindowWise 8.0 setup. Setup status. WindowWise is configuring your new software installation. Install shield default. Cancel button.
WindowWise is now installing itself. And again, since this can take a couple of minutes, we'll come back when it's finished.
Dialog GW Java Access Bridge install Shield Wizard preparing setup. Please wait while the install Shield Wizard prepares the setup. GW Java Access Bridge setup is preparing the install Shield Wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. Install Shield default cancel button. GW Java Access Bridge install Shield Wizard. GW Java Access Bridge install Shield Wizard. WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Restart computer now button. Dialog quick setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and WindowEyes. Your quick installation of WindowEyes is now complete. For your convenience, Ctrl+Alt+W has been set up as a system shortcut key. This means when WindowEyes is not running, you can press Ctrl+Alt+W to launch your copy of WindowEyes. Before you can use the new copy of WindowEyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default Restart Computer Now R button, Restart Computer Later L button, Cancel C button.
So we just heard quite a few things there, so let me explain what happened. After the setup began, you heard that the GW Java Access Bridge installer ran. This is used so that if you have any Java-based programs on your computer, then WindowEyes will automatically work with them. You'll have to run this yourself if you decide that you want to install Java at a later point and need access to it. And after that happened, we were presented with the final dialog of the installation, which basically said that everything installed okay. So in this case, WindowEyes is now set to automatically come up when you log in to Windows itself. In addition, Ctrl+Alt+W has been set as a shortcut key to launch WindowEyes. What this means is that if WindowEyes has been turned off, then you can press Ctrl+Alt+W to turn it back on. Finally, we gave out some contact information in case you had questions or there were problems during the install process. At this point, we're now being asked to restart the computer. Note that in Windows XP, you would have been asked to restart the computer first rather than last. In Windows Vista, Windows 7, and Windows 8, we're being asked to restart the computer now. So I'm going to restart by pressing Enter. And the machine is now powering down and will reboot. Okay, I've now removed WindowEyes from the machine and restarted it, and we're now back in the WindowEyes setup. I'm currently at the screen which is asking if I want to do the custom install, and I can verify that just by pressing Ctrl+Shift+W, and that will read the contents of this dialog box.
Quick install. Welcome to the WindowEyes setup program. This program will install WindowEyes on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowEyes using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default yes, Y button, and button, cancel C button.
Recall that in the quick setup, there were only a few questions that got asked before WindowEyes was installed. For most people, this is probably going to be fine. This time, instead of answering yes to the quick install question, I'm going to say no by pressing N, and that's going to take us through the custom install.
Name, edit box, dialog, user information.
Here we are back in the user information dialog box, and this is exactly the same as what was in the quick install. So again, I'm going to type my name.
STEPHEN space CLOWER.
I'm going to tab to the next field.
Company edit box.
Here we are with company. So I'm going to type GW Micro Incorporated.
GW space MICRO comma space INC period.
Tab again.
Serial number SPGW test. Read only edit box.
Here's the serial number again, which recall you cannot change. Tab again.
Next end button.
To the next button and press enter.
User information. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D-radio button check 2 of 2. Dialog WindowEyes 8.0 setup.
And here we are at the license agreement. Again, you have to accept this. So I'm going to hit the up arrow to move to the I accept the terms radio button.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked 1 of 2.
And then tab through the dialog.
Print P button. C2012 GW Micro Incorporated. All rights reserved. Read only edit box. Back B button. Next end button.
There's the next button. Press enter.
WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Next end button. Dialog WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Setup will install WindowEyes in the following folder. To install to this folder, click next. To install to a different folder, click browse and select another folder. Destination folder group box browse. Our dialog button. C program files x86 GW Micro WindowEyes install shield back button default next end button cancel button.
Now here's where the two setups begin to differ. We're now being asked where we want WindowEyes to be installed. By default, it's going to go into C:\files:\open(x86(gw-micro)\window-eyes). At least that's where it will go on this 64-bit machine. If you're running a 32-bit version of Windows Vista, Windows 7, or Windows XP, then it will go into /program/files/gw/micro/window-eyes. If you want to change that location, you can do it here just by tabbing through the available options.
Cancel button.
There's our cancel button.
Browse. Our dialog button.
Here's the browse button. If you want to change the folder into which WindowEyes will be installed, then this is the button that you want to click. At that point, you could tab through and use your arrow keys to select a different location for WindowEyes. However, in this case, I want to leave WindowEyes in the default location, so let's tab until we reach the next button again.
Back B button. Next End button.
And press Enter.
WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Next End button. Dialog synthesizer selection. Dialog synthesizers. SSMP. WindowEyes speak out. Triple talk. PCI. Triple talk. USB. USB via voice. Virtual Citrix. Virtual remote. Desktop. Terminal services. Vocalizer window. Eyes back button. Default. Next End button. Cancel C button.
We're now in a dialog box where you can select the default synthesizer that WindowEyes will use to speak. So let's press the tab key until we reach a list box of synthesizers.
Cancel C button. Back B button. Synthesizers as vocalizer. WindowEyes list box 24 of 24.
The default choice in my case is the vocalizer synthesizer. This comes with brand new copies of WindowEyes 8.0 and above. The default synthesizer that comes with your copy may or may not be vocalizer. But in either event, if you want to go ahead and change what the default synthesizer is going to be, you can do that here simply by using your up and down arrow keys or by pressing the first letter of the synthesizer that you want to use. Let's say, for example, that I wanted to use the Eloquence synthesizer instead of Vocalizer, or DeckTalk, or whatever the default synthesizer happens to be on my CD. To do that, I can press the up arrow until I find Eloquence, or I can just press the letter E until I reach it. So let's press E.
E. Echo PC or GP 10 of 24.
Nope, there's the Echo PC or GP. Let's press E again.
E. Eloquence 11 of 24.
Eloquence. So now if I were to go to the next button and activate it, then Eloquence will be set as my default synthesizer when WindowEyes starts. In this case, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to actually go back down to Vocalizer by pressing V.
V. Via Voice 21 of 24. V. Virtual Citrix 22 of 24. V. Virtual Remote Desktop Terminal Services 23 of 24. V. Vocalizer WindowEyes 24 of 24.
Vocalizer WindowEyes. Now before I continue, just a quick note on synthesizers. So again, this particular WindowEyes installation disk is using Vocalizer Tom as its default voice. Yours might have a different voice, like Daniel or Samantha. It might have Eloquence set as its default. It might have DeckTalk Access 32 set as its default. In this case, don't pay so much attention to the voice that you're hearing, but rather to what it says. Because regardless of the voice that ships with WindowEyes, the setup procedure and making sure you understand what you're doing when you install WindowEyes are the important things to take away here. And in fact, we will be using Vocalizer for some of this tutorial, and we will be using DeckTalk for other parts. So in the context of this recording, the voice that you hear isn't as important as what WindowEyes says or what we're teaching in terms of how to use it and get around your computer. I also want to point out that just because you choose a default voice here doesn't mean you can't change it later. Nearly everything that you change here is not going to be set in stone. Probably the only thing that will be difficult to change after you install WindowEyes is the location that it's going to be run from, and that's more for if you have to uninstall it or perform maintenance later on. So let's go ahead and tab to the next button.
Next End button.
And press Enter.
Synthesizer selection dialog. Next End button. Dialog Braille display selection. Dialog Braille displays B ports. PNUM audio to the BZ audio to the BM bomb super.
And I just pressed the control key, which stopped speech, and that's something that you will see happen quite regularly throughout the remainder of this tutorial. So we're now in the Braille display selection dialog box. If you have a Braille display connected, or you know in advance that you're going to connect one, you can choose that display from this list. And just like with synthesizers, you can change the Braille display selection later at any time. Let's go ahead and tab through here.
Cancel C button.
There's the cancel button.
Back B button.
Back.
Braille displays B none list box 1 of 68.
And here we are in our list of supported Braille displays. You'll see that there are 68 items. The default is none, which you'll want to leave set if you do not have a Braille display connected or you don't want to connect one later. Note that some units require additional drivers to be installed before WindowEyes will actually be able to communicate with them. So please check with your Braille display manufacturer to see if there are additional drivers that are required for use with screen readers like WindowEyes. In this case, I'm going to leave my display set to none. Let's tab.
Ports PCOM 1 list box 1 of 55.
here's a list of available ports that your display might be connected to. So if you have a Braille display connected, or you are going to connect one, you can tell WindowEyes what port to send its Braille output to. Tab again.
Next End button.
And here's our next button. Let's press Enter.
Braille display selection dialog. Next End button. Dialog shortcut key. You have the option of setting an operating system shortcut HOT to launch WindowEyes. This HOT allows you to start up WindowEyes at any point by simply pressing the associated HOT. By default, this HOT is Ctrl-Alt-W. You can change this to your liking by pressing the combination you wish or simply tap the delete key to disable the HOT. When finished, select the next button, Ctrl-Alt-W, shortcut HOT, S back button, default, next end button, cancel C button.
We're now in the shortcut key box. So if you would like to set a command to launch WindowEyes if it's not already running, you can do that here. For example, you could have Ctrl-Alt-W, which is set by default. You could have Ctrl-Alt-X, or you could have nothing. Let's tab through.
Cancel C button.
There's our cancel button.
Back B button.
There's the back button.
Shortcut HOT S Ctrl-Alt-W hotkey field.
Okay, and it said shortcut HOT. For some reason, vocalizer Tom doesn't understand the word hotkey. This will likely not be an issue in your particular installation of WindowEyes. But at any rate, we're now in the hotkey field, so now let's try Ctrl-Alt-R.
R.
Now if I tab off and Shift-Tab back.
Next End button. Shortcut HOT S Ctrl-Alt-R hotkey field.
And we hear that it is now Ctrl-Alt-R. I'm actually going to change this back to Ctrl-Alt-W.
W.
And then tab to the next button.
Next End button.
And press Enter.
Dialog WindowEyes startup selection. How would you like to start WindowEyes? If you want WindowEyes to run both before and after login, check both options. If you do not want to start WindowEyes automatically, leave both options unchecked. Run WindowEyes at the login screen checkbox. Check Run WindowEyes after login for all users checkbox. Check Back button. Default Next End button. Cancel C button.
This next screen is asking us, when do we want WindowEyes to automatically start? By default, it's set to run at the Windows login screen and after everybody has logged in. For most people who don't share computers, this is probably fine. However, if you do share a computer, say with a colleague or a family member who might be sighted, they may not want WindowEyes to come on automatically. In this case, you can uncheck one or both of these options with the spacebar, and then WindowEyes will not come up in that particular circumstance. Just as before, we can tab through the available choices.
Cancel C button.
There's the cancel button.
Back B button.
Back.
Run WindowEyes at the login screen. L checkbox checked.
Okay, run WindowEyes at the login screen. That's checked. If I didn't want it to do that, I could hit the spacebar.
Space. Uncheck run WindowEyes at the login screen. L checkbox.
Except in this case, I do, so I'm going to press the spacebar again.
Space. Check run WindowEyes at the login screen. L checkbox.
Tab again.
Run WindowEyes after login for all users. R checkbox checked.
Run WindowEyes after login for all users. So after you've typed in your password and Windows has actually come up with a desktop and everything, then WindowEyes will open again. Remember that at the previous screen, we defined a hotkey to launch WindowEyes if it was turned off. So if you do share a computer, you could always turn WindowEyes on yourself simply by pressing that key, in our case, Ctrl-Alt-W. I'm going to leave this option checked, and both of these options can be changed later on without having to rerun setup from within the WindowEyes control panel itself, which is described in a later section. So let's tab again to the next button.
Next End button. WindowEyes startup selection. WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Cancel button. Dialog WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Setup status. WindowEyes is configuring your new software installation. Install shield default. Cancel button.
And now WindowEyes is installing itself.
WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Yes, Y button. Dialog question. Access to Java programs requires the Java Access Bridge to be installed. You can access the Java Access Bridge installer from the WindowEyes Advanced menu in the Windows Start menu, where you can choose to run the installer now. Do you want to install the Java Access Bridge now? Default Yes, Y button, and button.
And here we are being asked if we want to install the Java Access Bridge for any Java programs that might be installed. In the quick install, this is just done for you, but here you're being asked if you want to do this. I do, so I'm just going to press Enter.
WindowEyes 8.0 setup button. Dialog GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard prepare and GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard. The Java Access Bridge has already been installed for both 32-bit and 64-bit environments. No additional changes will be made. Default OK button.
All right, the Access Bridge has already been installed, so we were told that no changes have been made, and that's perfectly fine. So let's press Enter.
GW Java Access Bridge install shield wizard. WindowEyes 8.0 setup. Restart computer now button. Dialog custom setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and WindowEyes. Your custom installation of WindowEyes is now complete. Before you can use the new copy of WindowEyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the restart computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the restart later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default restart computer now button, restart computer later L button, cancel C button.
And here we are at the final screen of the custom setup. We're being told that it completed successfully, it gave some contact information for GW Micro, and we were told that before we could use WindowEyes, we would need to restart the machine. Again, with XP, you would have had to restart at the beginning of the setup, whereas in our case with Windows 7, and also true for Windows Vista and Windows 8, you would restart at the end. So let's press Enter, and that will log us off and restart the machine. Now that you have successfully installed WindowEyes, let's move on to the next section.